You have reached Sonder Health Plans Provider Services Department. Please note our new hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you are a provider calling to obtain prior authorization, please press 1. If you are a provider calling... Thank you for calling Sonder Health Plans Utilization Management Prior Authorization Department. Please hold for the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know you can visit our website at SonderHealthPlans.com for benefit information, prior authorization forms, and much more?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know all providers must submit claims within 1 year of service date?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know you can follow up with the claims process within 30 days by logging into Availity?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know there are effective ways to decrease billing errors by verifying patient information, benefits, eligibility, authorizations, and Medicare billing rules?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know claims billed after July 31st, 2023 should be submitted to electronic payer ID A0339?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know Sonder Health Plans has a new medical payor ID number and a new medical claims address? Ask the claims specialist for the details.
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know you can visit our website at SonderHealthPlans.com for benefit information, prior authorization forms, and much more?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know all providers must submit claims within 1 year of service date?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know you can follow up with the claims process within 30 days by logging into Availity?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you momentarily. Meantime, did you know there are effective ways to decrease billing errors by verifying patient information, benefits, eligibility, authorizations, and Medicare billing rules?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you.
Hi, this is Courtney. I'm a tissue.
Yeah, hello. This is Tom calling from provider's office.
Okay.
I want to check the status for an authorization.
It's for outpatient and inpatient.
Outpatient.
Member ID number?
Yeah, the member ID is SHP00002058.
Dorothy Copeland?
Yes.
Is it for CPT code L0651?
Yes.
Okay, so that case has been approved. Let's see. Okay, case has been approved. The DOS is July 15th through September 15th of 2025.
But we sent a request for July 7th date of service.
I see we received it on 7/15. You talking about on the paper you requested 7?
Yeah.
You put 7. So we don't do retro. So whatever date you you send the clinicals, so you send it on the 15th. So we're gonna put it as the 15th.
So the retro is not possible for that.
Huh?
Just a moment. Hello.
Yes.
Can I get your name and the reference number for this call?
B as in cat, B as in boy, and today's date.
Can you spell your first name, please?
C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y.
Can you please slow down?
It's Courtney. My name is Courtney.
C-O-R.
C-N-E-Y.
And last name initial?
B.
And reference number would be your name and today's date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.